One state lawmaker says he plans to push again to end the first state's reliance on cash bail. This comes after a Smyrna woman died in jail earlier this month after being unable to pay bail. Democratic State Senator Brian Townsend says he doesn't know if changes he wants to make would have saved Tiffany Reeves' life or not. Reeves was held on a $1,202 bond after being arrested for two outstanding warrants on Friday, October 5th. One stemmed from failure to appear in court related to a drug charge. The other was failing to pay court-related fines. By Monday morning, she was dead. Townsend says he aims to ensure poor people who aren't a danger to society don't wait weeks in jail pre-trial because they can't afford bail. But that doesn't mean people won't be detained before a trial or a hearing.
We're just trying to prioritize other ways to make sure that people are released pre-trial. Again, if you have a history of not showing up for your court date, I think that would be something that would make it more likely that you would be detained before trial.
Legislation encouraging the use of other pre-trial release conditions passed in January. But the first leg of a constitutional amendment to further reduce using cash bail failed along party lines. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.